Union leaders and community activists organized a day of action today in support of Mexican farm workers' fight to obtain a collective bargaining agreement from Just Coles Farms, an international berry distributor. In addition to union suppression, farm workers are fighting against low wages and unsafe working conditions. KPFA's James Green has the story.
Over 70,000 farm workers in the San Quintin Valley of Baja California have been waging intermittent strikes and organizing mass mobilizations against Driscoll's. Since March of 2015, workers have demanded increases in their daily wage, an 8-hour workday, health benefits, overtime pay, and vacation days. They're also fighting for the legal recognition of their independent union, the Independent National Union of Agricultural Laborers. The San Quintin farm workers pick strawberries, tomatoes, and other fruit for export into the United States via Driscoll's Mexican subsidiary, Berrymex. The workers earn as little as $7 per day and report that they are subject to sexual assault and abuse, pesticide poisoning, and that Driscoll's utilizes child labor. Braulio Sanchez is an organizer for Boycott Driscoll Solidarity.
The workers are saying that Driscoll's and companies which supply them berries, such as Berrymex, Moramex, Santo Domingo, Martin Reyes, etc., besides paying miserable wages, they deny unions free access to their employees. Workers are demanding freedom to unionize, collective contract with their independent union, daycare centers, no more sexual harassment, and fair wages.
In a statement to KPFA, a Driscoll's representative said that they, quote, remain disappointed that detractors have declined numerous in-person meetings with Driscoll's and continue to disseminate misinformation and false accusations. They added that, quote, Driscoll's largest grower in Baja currently has union representation and is one of the highest paid growers in Mexico. Sanchez is skeptical and said that a few extra dollars a day does not qualify as a living wage.
People work really hard, really fast. They're exposed to dangerous chemicals and dangerous working conditions, long hours, poor housing, poor schools, poor infrastructure in their communities. I challenge anybody to try and live off of, say, $6 a day or $7 a day or $10 a day in Mexico. It's impossible. It's nearly impossible.
Saturday, September 29th, marked an international day of action against Driscoll's, with rallies in Tijuana, Chicago, New York, and San Francisco. The United Farm Workers of America, the nation's largest farm workers union, has been silent on the Driscoll's boycott. Through the Equitable Food Initiative, a partnership between workers, growers, and retailers, UFW now partners with several large agribusinesses, including warehouse retailer Costco and Whole Foods Market, both major partners of Driscoll's. Sanchez is disappointed with organizations such as the UFW, but is proud that farm workers have organized their own mass workers movement.
Unlike a lot of labor disputes that we're used to hearing about in the United States, this one isn't organized by a nonprofit organization. It's organized by the farm workers themselves. Farm workers are putting out this call to boycott Driscoll's. They're explaining their demands, the conditions that they're living in. It's the farm workers, again, that are leading this boycott, and they're the ones that are going to see it to victory.
For KPFA in Berkeley, I'm James Green.